Today on Vox Talks, does social media increase hate crime and xenophobia? Welcome to Vox Talks from the Center for Economic Policy Research. My name is Tim Phillips. Whether it's a pandemic, a plague, a depression, or a political upheaval, history tells us that when there's a crisis, usually xenophobia thrives. So it's sadly no surprise to find that attacks on foreigners are on the rise all over the world. Well, also on the rise, the number of debates about whether social media is causing this kind of hate crime. Critics of the platforms argue that it does. Others, who are often employees of the social media companies, strongly disagree. Well, they can't both be right. A new discussion paper offers strong evidence for one of these opinions, and I'm not telling you which one it is yet. It's called Social Media and Xenophobia, Evidence from Russia, and Maria Petrova of the Università Pompeo Fabra, she's a CEPR fellow as well, is one of the authors. She joins me today. Maria, welcome to Vox Talks.
Hello, Tim.
Now, the social network you investigated, it's not Facebook, it's not Twitter, it's a Russian equivalent that I have to admit I didn't know about. Can you describe it for us?
Well, ВКонтакте, or VK, is very similar to Facebook in terms of functionality. Essentially, it was created as a clone of Facebook. However, it is much more popular in Russia, partly because of the first mover advantage. Because initially, Facebook did not offer Russian language interface to Russian users, and VK did.
Now, if you are trying, though, to establish whether there's a causal effect for social media on this type of crime, that's quite difficult. That's quite a high standard, isn't it? And surely you can't be confident about this unless you know that the users of VK are representative of the population. Is that right?
Oh, to begin with, we actually don't need the users of VK to be representatives of the population. If the effect is large enough, it will affect the general level of xenophobia and hate crime, even if social media affects only some groups of population. The key is to find the source of exogenous variation in the availability of the social media, and this is what we do in the paper.
I see. And where do you get your data on the hate crimes and the attitudes to foreigners that you need to match this with?
Oh, we get the data on hate crime from a respectable NGO called SOVA that collects them from various sources, mostly including police reports, but also mentions in the social media. Those are violent hate crimes, and they include killings and assaults. As for attitudes, we conducted our own survey.
Now, you examined this effect, I think you examined it city by city. Now, on its own, did you find that VK influences the number of these xenophobic attacks?
No, we do not see an average effect of VK on the attacks. It implies that social media does not seem to make previously tolerant people intolerant enough to run and commit hate crimes. However, we find some heterogeneity of the effect.
So, yes, are there other factors that interact with VK to increase the number of attacks and increase the impact?
We find that the impact of social media crucially depends on the level of pre-existing nationalism. Numerically, our results suggest that in cities with maximum level of pre-existing nationalism, hate crimes went up by 25% following 10% increase in VK penetration. At the same time, in cities with minimum level of pre-existing nationalism, this effect is close to zero and is not statistically significant.
Where there is an effect, it is quite a large effect, isn't it? But is it just as you say that this effect is that people who already don't like foreigners can now find each other online on VK? Or is there something else happening here?
Thanks. Indeed, we conducted a survey experiment to look at the mechanisms, and we find something very important. Namely, we found that VK not only facilitated finding other intolerant people online, as you suggest, but it actually increases the share of people who hold xenophobic views, with 10% increase in VK leading to 2% increase in xenophobia. Moreover, this effect is actually stronger for younger respondents, those with low education, and males. In other words, these are precisely the type of people who are more likely to commit hate crimes.
Now, Maria, all over the world, social media is controversial and it is keenly debated whether this effect exists. What about in Russia? Do the management of VK agree or accept that it can be causing hate crime?
I don't think that anybody asked them. However, Russian governments started to actively fight hate crimes in the beginning of 2010s, and it forced VK to close most xenophobic groups as a part of their strategy.
This is quite strong evidence. Why are we not seeing more evidence like this? Why are we not seeing this sort of causal relationship before?
We actually find that at least in Russia, the effect of social media was most pronounced in the initial years after the creation of VK, and it was fading away since then. But at least in 2018, the time when our survey was conducted, we still see some impact of VK on xenophobic attitudes.
Can we use this evidence to draw conclusions about social networks in general, for example, Twitter or Facebook, and the sorts of impact that it's having in Europe or the United States?
Yes, we expect to see similar tendencies in those countries. Higher availability of social media leading to more hate crime in places with high level of pre-existing nationalism and xenophobia, but not in places with low levels of nationalism.
Now, is this just an effect that's passing? We have controversial politicians at the moment. Of course, in 2020, we're in a very difficult political, social, economic time. Or are we going to see a permanently higher level of these hate crimes, do you think, as long as there are social networks to cause them?
Well, our results cover time period of more than 10 years. For hate crime data coming from 2007 to 2015, and our survey conducted in 2018. Therefore, we think that the effect that we find is definitely a long-term effect, and it is here to stay. More recently, coronavirus pandemics could potentially have an impact on xenophobia and hate crime on its own. And how this interacts with social media is an important open question for future research.
Well, I'm sure you'll be doing some of that research. Maria, thank you. That's really important research, isn't it? And very interesting. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim.
Now, this paper is called Social Media and Xenophobia, Evidence from Russia. And the authors are Maria Petrova, Leonardo Burstyn, Georgi Egorov, and Ruben Nikopolov. And it's discussion paper 14877 on the CEPR website. I do recommend you read it. You might also want to listen to a podcast we made in November 2019 with Sergei Guriev, which is called How the Mobile Internet Changed Politics, and that focuses more on how social media interacts with populist politicians and populism and those kind of views, but also extremely interesting. This has been a Vox Talk from the Center for Economic Policy Research. We bring you the most innovative economic research every week, so subscribe to Vox Talks. You will never miss an episode. And remember, you can find 10 years of Vox Talks at voxeu.org/vox-talks.